Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Adel Nasser. He has just released a fantastic new track. It is called See You Again, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. Adel, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of this sort of dead week between Christmas and New Year's to talk to me. How are you doing today? What's going on?
I'm really good, thank you. It's been a nice couple of days. I had my son's birthday yesterday, along with Christmas the day before. So it's been a really packed few days, but it's been really fun.
I'm sure you must be exhausted. Not
Oh yeah,
only
definitely.
family and celebrations, but just like, I don't know, you must also feel like there's a weight lifted off your shoulders. The song is out into the world, and I know how much time you spent on it.
Oh yeah, I wrote it last year, so I
Oh,
kind of
okay. So
held
it's
on
been
to
out
it.
for a little bit.
No, it wasn't even out. Like I wrote it last year and I held on to it and didn't really show anyone. And then this year is when I ended up actually putting it out.
Nice. So what, why the wait?
So I wrote it last year and I was like, okay, I don't know really, because I hadn't really written much before that. I'd written a little bit,
Sure.
but I hadn't really done much. So I was like, okay, I don't really know what I want to do with this. I showed it to a couple of people, like some family, a couple of friends. Not really very many people at all. And
Sure.
when I saw the reaction from people, I was like, okay, I might have something here. So that's when I decided to actually do something about it. And I'd been wanting to do something in music for a long time. I've been like singing and
Yeah.
like performing for like my whole life, basically, but I hadn't really done anything with it very much. And so when I wrote this and I saw how people were reacting to it, I was like, okay, maybe I should give this a shot.
Yeah.
So this year in what was it? I think it was in May, I found a producer near me.
Cool.
And I was like, okay, I haven't really done this before, but I was like, okay, let me see how this works. And so I went and I showed it to him. I basically had written out the song, I'd written out the melody, I'd written out the basic guitar for it. I'm not really that fluent with guitar, but I am like a to what I had written on the guitar. And like
Sure.
within 30 seconds, he was like, hey, man, stop right there, what you're doing. And he took me
Yeah.
from the back room all the way out to the front. Like, you know, when you watch like music videos and they're like in that
Oh,
big room.
yeah.
Yeah. He took me out into that room and he started playing while I was singing it. He was like, I think we have something here.
Nice.
And, so that's when it really started to get put together really nicely.
That's fun though. It's like it really shows the power of a producer. Like
Yeah.
because yeah, you specifically like obviously songwriting is extremely difficult, and then being proficient on the instruments to sort of build a blueprint for it can be
Of
tough
course.
too. But when the producer comes in, they have like a different ear for it. It's like speaking another language sometimes.
Definitely.
Just like I hear what you're trying to go for. Let me try to like fill in the blanks. And obviously, you found a match
Oh
in
yeah,
who
definitely,
you chose.
100%.
That's awesome. One thing that I notice immediately is like it's a really beautiful song in terms of instrumentation, but for me, like I'm big on lyrics, I'm big on storytelling, and I think you've done a fantastic job. I even think just like the title of the song sort of gives you an idea of what to expect. So I assume that there's a story that goes hand in hand with, you know, why
Yes.
this was written. I would love to hear all about it.
100%. So, last year in May, my brother-in-law passed away on May 12th. He was 21 years old and it was very sudden. It was unexpected. I was at work, I got a call and just,
Damn, I'm so
yeah.
sorry to hear that. It's horrible.
Thank you. And it was a really, really rough time. And about a week after he passed, I was visiting my in-laws, and I walked over to his room because that's where he was living. I walked over to his room and it was basically left exactly how he left it.
Sure.
And so I hadn't really done much of this before, but for some reason I looked over at his desk and there was a pen sitting there. And I was like, I don't know, I know really what I had expected to
Sure.
do. But I just sat down and I started looking around his room, and that's when I started writing. And I noticed it started kind of flowing. And that's how this song started getting put together. And that was about a week after he passed away.
Wow.
I had like the first part of the song, like the verse,
Yeah.
chorus, and all that. And then within the next like month or so, maybe I had like finished it. And that's like when I had finished it and put all the lyrics together and actually started showing people, I started to see how actually like, emotionally driven it was, how powerful it was for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And definitely for me while I was writing it, it was difficult to write, emotionally speaking. But it did seem to really flow very quickly. And that's, I think that's where the connectivity comes with this song, is that it's such a powerful, song emotionally for a lot of people that have heard it.
Totally. And it also feels like not necessarily the most emotional, but maybe the most impactful songs come the quickest. You know, I talk to a lot of songwriters and stuff like that, and the ones that they spend the most amount of time on, they're never the happiest with. The ones that come off their pen the quickest because it's something that they lived or whatever experience it was are the ones that they don't need to be the catchiest. They just need to mean the most to you. And that kind of feels like that's what happened here.
Yeah. Obviously, if I took everything that I was thinking and splattered it onto a piece of paper, it would have just come out like a jumbled mess. Because honestly, I wasn't in the clearest
mindset of
at the time. And if I had just took all my emotion and put it onto a piece of paper and just not put any organization to it and not made it sound good, it wouldn't be an attractive song. And so I had to be careful. I had to balance it out between like, okay, I want to convey the emotion, and I want to make it something that people can connect with, but I also want to make it sound good, like aesthetically.
Right. Well, that's actually a good point, is like you're writing the song in your head. And did you have an idea for genre? Like, did you always think it was going to be a sort of like country inspired song when you were first writing it?
Country has always been my main genre. I grew up on.
Sure.
And if anything, it would have been like a country slash kind of rockish. Like we were debating on this part of the song, like the fiddle in the song. It was played by Janae Fleener.
Okay.
She did an amazing job on this song.
I agree.
I fell in love with it. When I heard the fiddle on it, it was amazing. When we were originally putting the song together, we were debating, okay, if we go with the fiddle, we're going with the full country.
Style. you can't really half-ass it.
If we're going the other route, which we were thinking, okay, maybe electric guitar, then we can make it like a country slash rock kind of thing.
Sure.
But we ended up going with the fiddle, and I'm really happy that we did, because the emotional like weight of adding the fiddle to it, I don't know why, but it made it so much better.
And totally. I mean, really, I fully agree. It's sort of the combination of everything. Like, obviously, it starts off like in a good song, a little on the slower side, and it picks up into like this grand climax and the introduction of instruments and this and that.
Yeah. But,
like, you kind of check all the boxes of what makes a song good here. Like, some songs are just like really nice to listen to, you know, like they sound good, but they don't have a lot of either meaning or whatever. Someone made up a story, but like, yeah. Considering, you know, I know the backstory now, it all really comes together to create something, which is such a nice thing, man. I mean, you should be so proud of this, truly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really was. Like, when I first put it together, I hadn't done it before, like I said. And I was upset that I had to write it, but I was proud of what I had written, if that makes any sense.
It 100% makes sense. But like, what was your relationship with music prior to this? Because, you know, this is, I'm almost positive, your first official single.
Yes.
Yeah. So what, I mean, obviously you're a consumer of music, but like, how was it in terms of like, I think I could do this thing?
I've been singing since I basically could talk. Okay. And it started off, like when I was really young, it started off with Andrea Bocelli and Classic Italian.
Nice.
Kind of moved to like Josh Groban and all that. A lot of Disney when I was like growing up, nothing really
of
official. And I got older, I went to like elementary school, a little bit higher. And then that's when I started to perform in like talent shows. And that's when I realized I really like performing in front of crowds.
Yeah.
Um, And it just moved on from there. I did a show in high school or in college, and that was the last show I actually did. From there, it's basically just been like small little like karaoke things at like wherever out in public. And
I understand. Yeah.
so in an official capacity, like I have had no like actual like professional music experience, but like
A
throughout
lot of
my life,
people
I've
don't, and it
always,
doesn't matter.
yeah, I've always had a really good like I guess relationship with music. It's
Yeah.
always been something that I've connected with.
Yeah, it's all about understanding it, knowing what direction you'd want to go in. And I mean, as terrible as it is, the situation sounds like it, kind of propelled you forward to be like, okay, I want to have this thing, I want to write this thing. And I mean, look at you now, it's out. Okay, so the song has been created for a little over a year now, or just about. What's the plan for the future, if any? Like, did you just write one song?
The one that I've completed like production on obviously is not released. I have a
Okay.
few more that I'm working on. By no means am I finished writing or finished recording.
Sure.
I am kind of like I'm working on a few other ideas for new songs. I don't know exactly when I'll be releasing those. It's obviously like the scheduling and all this kind of stuff, it makes it a little bit more challenging to work things in, but
Absolutely.
that's definitely part of my plan.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to more because music like this deserves a follow-up. But I
Thank you.
also think, you're welcome. I also think like a huge benefit of being an independent artist is, you don't have a major label breathing down your back saying, we need to capitalize off this song came out last week. You need to start promoting the next one. And I think that kind of, you're, yeah. And I think it kind of like, it helps propel better art out there instead of forcing things to come forward. Like you live your life, things happen, you write about them as they do. Sure, I'm sure you have enough life experience to put out an album, but I also think that there's like something really nice about having a cohesiveness of like putting out a an isolated EP or an album. It all has to flow together in some way. And whether that's in the works or not, it doesn't really matter. It's all about you taking your time and making sure that like this is something that I want to put out and it's going to be good.
No, of course. And I'm not rushing to put anything out, because if I
Sure.
do, I want it to be something that connects with people just like this song. But not everything I write is going to be
Of
something in this
course.
genre.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So then, all right. Hypothetically, in the future, do you think that you would stick to this sort of sound, or do you think that you would experiment a little bit and try new things?
I definitely think I'll be trying new things.
Okay.
I mean, I'll probably most likely I'll be staying like in the country area, but I might throw a little bit of like rock feel to it,
Yeah.
because I do like that kind of stuff. I like how Luke Combs and some
Oh,
of those guys,
totally.
how they make it kind of like rockish, but it's still country. So
Right.
that's the kind of stuff that I like. But I also like kind of some of the older stuff. So I'm definitely going to be changing it up a little bit. I won't
Right.
be staying the same.
That's the fun part of music is we have literally anything that ever got released at the, at our fingertips.
Of course.
And it opens you up to be like, well, I like this and I like this. And I think that's why we're seeing such a fusion of everything nowadays.
Yeah.
So what's to stop you from doing the same thing? It should be
Of
like
course.
that. And you also, you're the one spending the time on it. You should be putting out music that you'd want to listen to.
Exactly. And I don't want to be rushing to put things out just for the sake of it, because if I
Yes.
put something out, I want it to be something that connects, and I want it to be something that people can like hear and like feel good about hearing.
I fully agree. It's insincere otherwise, and it's just like,
Yes.
okay, we see what you're doing. Like people are smart. They
Yeah,
know.
definitely.
So we're recording this like 4 days before the new year. I think you might actually be my last interview of the year. So congrats to you.
Nice. Thank
But
you.
the real question is like, what are some goals that you'd like to hit in the new year, whether it be professional, personal, just anything that you're looking forward to kind of turn over a new leaf here.
I want to, like I said, continue working on these new ideas that I have for songs.
Sure.
And well, I guess in terms of music, that's my goal, is to just become a better writer, and see if I put more out this year. But I want to make sure that it's something good. And then I'm also going to be expecting a new baby in June, so it's going to be a really busy year. I guess I don't know. I'm not really sure what to expect. I know
that's
it's going to
okay.
be a really it's going to be a really chaotic time, I'm sure, because my son just turned two, so I have him and then the new one coming up. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, listen, take your time. Family always comes first, and if you can fill in the gaps with music, then be my guest. But at the same time, like, yeah, take your time.
Oh yeah, I'm not worried. I'm gonna be. I'm going to be working on these new ideas that I have, and hopefully I can put one out in this year.
I hope so. I have a couple more questions for you.
Sure.
And this one I'm asking because we're right at the end of the year. What are some either releases from other artists or local artist friends that you really enjoyed this year that you think people also should check out?
You know, I don't really know anyone who is a performer.
Oh, okay.
Weirdly enough.
That's
Weirdly
okay.
Enough, nobody around is like recording and releasing or even like singing very much. But I recently, so I'm really looking forward to see if, like I said, I like Luke Combs, I like Morgan Wallen, I like Luke Bryan, I like a lot of those guys, Chris Stapleton.
Sure.
But recently, I think I've started to really get into the music of Russell Dickerson, and
oh,
I'm
not
really
familiar.
excited. Oh yeah. Oh, you're not?
No, I'm not.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I like his music a lot because it's almost like he takes you to a moment in time, and you just sit there and you linger in it, and whatever that moment is, it brings back all these emotions in it. He's a really good songwriter. I think the first song he put out was in 2018. It's called Yours. And that's kind of the song that I think, if I remember correctly, started his, I think it was his first number one. And then he just put more out after that. And he's got an amazing voice. He's got an amazing sound. I'm really looking forward to see if he's got anything new coming up this year. And then, as like I said, I don't know anyone around me who's going to be releasing anything, but I'm honestly looking forward to any new music coming out from any of those guys.
Nice. Okay. Well, I don't have much else going on for the rest of today, so I'm going to make it my mission to check out his music.
Yeah,
thanks
you
to
definitely
you.
Should.
Absolutely,
definitely
I
should.
will. Adele, my last question for you here is it's basically for the person that is going to discover you from this interview. What opening message would you like to say to them before they listen to your song for the first time?
Well, I guess basically you're asking like to just tell them like about me, I guess, or like,
yeah, you know, anything important you think they should know before they listen to it, or just like a hey, welcome, here's my music. I've heard it all. There's no right answers.
Okay. Well, I guess you should know before you hear this song that it is very emotionally heavy. Still a good sound though. It is based off of a true story, as I mentioned.
Sure.
And I plan to put more music out that tells a story about me.
Okay.
I want to make music that connects with people. I don't want to just write things for the heck of it, I guess. I want to make something that has meaning and people can listen to and enjoy and connect with. And that's basically who I am.
Dude, that's the answer I was looking for. That was perfect. Truly.
Thank you.
No, really, like, it's all about sincerity. And I think that comes through in your music. That's what makes it so special. Obviously, not everyone who listens to the song is going to see this, but if they only knew the story behind it, it would be that more profound. And so that's why I would urge
everyone
to listen. Adele, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, but please let me plug your song for you once more before we wrap up here.
Thank you. Yes.
So, everyone, if you missed it, I'm speaking with Adele Nasser. The song is called See You Again. We'll have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along and just stay tuned for more. When more is coming, we don't know, but that's every reason to pay attention. So, truly, man, thank you so much for taking the time. It really means a lot.
Thank you for having me on here.
You're very welcome. All right. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Take it
Thank you.
easy with the kids. Just enjoy the day, relax, and I hope to speak soon.
Thank you. I hope to talk to you again
Awesome.
soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.